Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. The group has finished getting back to Phandalin and taking care of some of their business, and they are now a group of level 4 adventurers.
Woo-hoo! I'm level 3 plus 1.
D&D is all about the plus ones.
I like the plus
3
ones.
3 slash 1.
So, no minuses.
So, Sultan, what uber new spell did you find?
Plus. No minus.
You got
So, I got Flame Spear. I can't talk.
Flame Spear.
So, it's like other spells, but I can move it around.
And the nice thing is, too, you can wash your robe, hang it up, and have the Flame Spear drive around a couple times, and you have a dry robe.
Yeah. It's all warm, like fresh laundry.
All snuggly.
Yeah. Gonna give all of you that for a charge of 5 coin.
No, thank you. Copper coins. He just said 5 coins.
Sultan Liadin's dry wash. I can't talk. I just realized.
Dry wash. You make words.
Dry wash. Dry wash. You see, I dry them and then I throw them into the river.
Other wizards would just say the cleanse spell, you know.
Okay, so where are we now? What happened?
So you guys are in Phandalin, and I believe Sultan, after he went to the temple and was doing a lot of praying with the priestess there.
And yes, that is a euphemism.
After she questioned where's the answer she was looking for a couple weeks ago when she gave you the trinket. I think Sultan is wanting to convince the group to go check out the Banshee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so quit whining about it.
Yeah, let's go.
So who quit wailing about the Banshee.
Wailing about the Banshee.
Okay, so you guys get all refreshed. Gundren, he actually would really like to head out to the Wave Echo Cave.
And we give Saladin his armor back.
Oh, Saladin is...
Let's go visit Saladin
real quick. Very... pleased to get his family's ancient armor back. Because remember, the goblins stripped him of his armor and took it.
Yeah. Goblins, they stripped him of his armor. That's funny. How would goblins do that?
That's just wrong. Okay, so you guys have reprovisioned, and Gundren, he will go ahead and stay behind because he really doesn't want to head off on some little adventure.
I think we ate the last of our ox.
Oh, we'll leave it at my aunt's house. She'll take good care of it.
Yeah, Gundren about
and
that
And she
ox.
Gave me a whole bunch more honey biscuits.
Aww. Honey.
Your auntie's so lovely.
Yes, she's sweet. That's why I left her.
I have to stay away from the biscuits or I won't fit into this sweet, sweet split mail.
I got studded leather.
You're
now.
So
well, don't
mail.
Don't worry. You'll always be able to fit in that plate mail. Oh, wait.
Oh. I'm not
she really
enough.
Wanted that.
It doesn't matter because plate mail costs 1,200 gold pieces. It finally makes sense. In D&D, it never made sense. Like chainmail, 20 gold pieces. Like no, plate mail is super expensive.
Plate mail takes
really
a
hard
long
to make.
Time to make, and it's got to be adjusted
for
specifically
you.
For you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So. Good.
So needless to say, the
we
armor.
We can always do a GoFund for.
No, I'm fine. I can't wear it anymore.
The armor in town is really excited about that sale. He's like, woohoo!
Dwarf cleric who wants to be warrior, GoFundMe.
Okay, so basically you guys are going to go ahead and take the Tribor Trail to the abandoned town of Coneyberry.
Why are every one of our side quests taking us to abandoned towns?
Because this used to be a really populated place, and then about 100 years, a bunch of orcs ran through and annihilated everything outside of Neverwinter.
The orcs
one dragon.
100 years ago. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. Nice couple of years.
Yeah. Like Galen's old town got hit by a volcano and undead ash zombies. That's why we're abandoning that place.
You're coming back to help me.
Yeah. So when you get there, basically you have actually a nice, uneventful trip there. Believe it or not.
Woo! No owlbears!
No owlbears!
No ogres!
No ogres!
Wait, did someone say ogres?
No ghouls.
Okay, so pretty much the abandoned town gives you an easy landmark for where you're looking for the lair of the Banshee Agatha.
So, as a reminder, we're going to trade this book.
That's
you
the present
the
you have to give her?
Bobble?
No, you have to give her the bobble.
So you're trading a book?
So what do we know about this Banshee?
No, he's supposed to give her the present, which is a hair comb.
She then tells us where the book is.
She answer one question.
And what are we going to
ask? And the question was that he's supposed to ask where the book was, right? Wasn't that the...
Yes.
That's what the priestess asked you, is to find out about that spell book.
Yeah, see, I got this.
I mean, there wasn't much talking.
So, was a banshee once a person? Because it was person,
the boots
always
rocking.
Can I roll intelligence?
You could roll as well. Cause it's
what is it?
Knowledge. It could be religion.
Okay.
Just general knowledge.
18.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
You know what it is better than I do. What do you know?
What do I know?
Banshees are basically leftover spirits that left something undone.
Yeah, so
they were once human or, humanoid.
What's human or humanoid?
Is there an echo in here?
Echo.
Echo.
Are you in the cave?
Okay, so what does the town look like? Is it all
so
creepy?
The forest grows dark and still as the trail winds deeper into the trees. Heavy vines and thick layers of moss drape the branches, and the air is noticeably colder than it was in the ruined village. Rounding a bend in the trail, you see a screen made from warped branches of trees standing close together, woven like a dome-like shelter in the shadows.
Is this the point? Is this the point where I say, this place doesn't seem right?
Yes.
And then...
And it is getting quickly to dusk.
Okay, now someone has to go off on their own to
go
to the bathroom.
Wait, let's split up.
A low doorway leads inside. Okay, so what are you guys going to do?
Gonna knock. Hello, Miss Benji. Anybody home?
So you're saying exactly that. And exactly that mocking tone?
No, bad idea.
Okay,
all right,
so what are you saying?
Anything.
Sultan?
We'll leave it up to the elves.
Knowledge.
Show.
He's the
one
who has a
bucket
about
coming.
Okay.
What would be the correct response?
Well, you don't know much personally about this Banshee.
But I know, if a Banshee had an area.
I come to you to say something cool.
She's intelligent undead.
We come to you with an offering.
Okay, so Tilda's saying it?
Agatha!
She says Agatha, and then I'll say,
we come
to you with an offering.
Okay, as you're saying Agatha and you guys are walking into the dome.
Hi Agatha, I'm Tilda!
You notice a home that has a home of sorts is sheltered within the dome of woven branches. It's sparsely furnished with chests, shelves, a table.
I'll turn this bitch and cause these problems.
Rain just went brimstone creature on it.
Don't be doing nothing. Don't be starting nothing.
And a reclined couch, all of it old and of elven craft.
Ooh, pretty. Agatha, you home?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Tilda.
And just as you say that, the air grows cold and a powerful feeling of dread grips you.
Oh.
A cold, pale light flickers in the air, rapidly taking on the form of a female elf, her hair and robes waving in a spectral wind.
In death, she has become even more supernaturally hot.
That's impossible. She's an elf.
I know, it's weird.
She might have been beautiful once, but her hateful expression twists her features.
Unless you're into that kind of thing.
Foolish mortals! She snarls. What do you want here? Do you not know it is death to seek me out?
Actually, I didn't know that.
With a gift, and I'm going to pull out the Bobby or whatever.
Bubble.
Okay. So you're pulling out bubble, Sister Gariel's silver comb, and you're presenting it to her as a gift?
Yes.
Okay. As soon as you place the shiny, elven, beautiful little piece of tchotchke down.
Tchotchke.
The ghostly figure smiles with cold amusement. Ooh. Very well. I know that you seek many things. Ask me one question, and I shall give you one answer.
Out of character, what's the name of the book?
The book is Bo Gentle Spellbook. Remember, much jokes was made about the Bo Gentle.
Yes, okay, yeah. So, where to find, but is that a good, where to find Bo Gentle's spellbook?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you say? Where to find Bo Gentle's spellbook?
Yes.
You don't know how hard it is for Tilda
to
ask the question right now.
Why is the sky blue?
You held it out long enough for him to get the question out, so she's only offering one question.
Don't ask why the sky is blue.
I traded that book to a necromancer named Jasunoth from the city of Erebor more than 100 years ago. I do not know where it traveled since then.
Can we ask a new question? Because you didn't really answer that.
Yeah. That was terrible.
Yeah, that was a really...
That's just
a place to start.
Yeah, that's the only personal knowledge. So and she just cackles and swipes the pretty comb off the place where you put it. And she fades out.
Did she fade out?
God.
Yep.
What did you left undone here?
Why is she so angry?
We could just leave.
We can't just leave. I said that.
Yeah? You actually ask her that?
I say that.
I have many things that I have not finished in this world that perhaps...
Season 3 of Game of Thrones.
Book 5 of Game of Thrones.
It hangs over my head.
Yeah, isn't that good? Oh, it's totally awesome.
Oh my god, the podcast brought us back to Peter Dinklage.
She just looks at you and says, many lives left unkilled. And she just evaporates off.
I'm going to turn to Salt and say, she's a horrible person.
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna leave her a honey biscuit. Sweeten her disposition.
Yeah.
Well, it can't hurt, can it?
I thought it'd be something tragic, like, oh, my last love or something. I want to kill people.
I'm a murderer.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah,
she's terrible.
Obviously, she doesn't have enough nice thing in her life, so yeah, her death.
Let's go.
Simple. Way easier than killing a dragon.
Now we can go kill the dragon.
I think we have to find this necromancer.
So I'm assuming, Sultan, you're writing this information down in great detail.
You know I am.
Let's go after. Let's do something else.
Kill the green dragon.
Okay. I think we have to kill the dragon.
So are you going to head back to Thunder Tree?
We just cleared the temple, and you got the information from the freaking banshee. I think we can do something.
Green
that
is it
like
acid or poison? Green is poison, right?
Acid.
Knowledge.
That's a black dragon,
like a chloroform gassy. Yeah. 13. No.
Did we buy people drinks and inquire at the town?
Sure.
Yeah, we should do that.
What do I know about green dragons with a check of 15?
How do you know more than me about anything?
Because he rolled really good.
I got a 16. Is it a wisdom or intelligence?
It's intelligence.
Intelligence.
Oh, intelligence.
Or history. Or
I got a 16 on history.
Could it be a survival?
I'm guessing it'd be nature.
Yeah, you could do a nature. You should be good with nature.
20. What do I know about
dragons?
Apparently she's been
stuff.
Brushing up
How
on
does she
dragons?
Know about
she has
anything?
One, she's read one book
Apparently,
that was about dragons.
She had many suitors telling her about the dragons
she
they
knows
slayed. And she took notes.
I know, it's a bit shocking.
Yeah, I thought,
too.
Wait, she knows other. I thought
she's
she had
got
servant
that book from
How
to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah,
yes,
wow.
I did. It was a delight.
Yeah, she must have had her servants read one of her books.
Did you turn the page for me?
That's, you know.
Gigi, what does this word mean? The.
Oh, I'm not.
Dragon.
The.
So pretty much between your helping the patrons
okay,
with some
how many
free
legs
booze
do they have?
And getting many stories. And thankfully, Lady Cordelin's there to sift the utter garbage that you're being told by a lot of them of, well, you know, if it's only got two
legs
and wings,
feet,
and
that's
and
a wyvern.
It's green, it's a wyvern. But some wyverns turn into dragons when they get older.
Which is true.
That's not true.
Which is true.
Oh, you know, I've had a lot of suitors kill a lot of dragons, or at least try to kill dragons.
Well, at least they said they did.
So
yeah, they didn't always come back from the
so
dragon killing.
For the gist of the draconic lore that you picked up is, of course, green dragons are evil.
Oh, well, of course they are.
They're not chaotic evil. They're,
we picked that up from
the
town
destroyed. Usually they are organized evil.
Organized evil, like the mafia.
So
and
Hogarth
and
talked to them.
And they actually enjoy corrupting humanoids.
Corrupting. That'll be
people.
And they usually they have amazing vision during day or
which
night.
Which is good because I have draconic.
And they are very good on perceiving things.
Oh dear!
Like eagles.
He will
eagles during the day
death,
and owls
should it
at
not
night.
Not decide to leave Thunder Tree.
And yeah. You know they can. Fly usually twice as fast as a man can run.
Oh dear, so we shouldn't run. No running.
Not unless
and,
we're running straight for her.
They shoot foul, green, poisonous vapors from their mouth that will kill the local indigenous
life. Oh, the vapors.
Heavens. Sounds like it'll be a bit of a fight, won't it?
Mm-hmm. And they can be amphibious.
Aren't you guys happy we leveled up before we attacked it?
Oh, yes, really.
Yeah, unless the GM decides to level the dragon up, too.
I don't think
no.
he did that.
What? No.
I don't think he did that because he's a good
level
person
up
sometimes.
A dragon, that would be
cheaters. Yeah, that'd be a cheat. And, our strict stance on cheating.
You are reprovisioning up and heading back to Thunder Tree?
Oh,
yes.
That's the plan.
We're off on a hero's journey.
Should we pause?
Is there a...
Get everything?
Yes, we shall pause and set up the map.
Crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle,
crinkle.
Okay, through the power of podcast, we now have the map set out for everybody.
Woo!
And you guys have trekked through the woods.
Years
of
the future.
I'm assuming you've waited until daytime to do it, right?
Imagine
yeah,
the podcast.
Set it in the daytime.
It's years in the future. We just time traveled. You never
you guys are good. No random Woo. Encounters. You're keeping a clear, good eye out.
Why do you have the ogre near the
Why are you scared of the ogre there?
Because last time it took me to like a health point and I had to charm it to go away.
Wait a minute, where didn't you oh
Next
you
time we'll
sent
it.
The ogre down the road.
Two.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
I'll just kill it at this
you
point.
You know, it's gonna hit
It got like a month of free time. It could have changed its ways. If it
okay.
chooses not to, it's made its own bed.
So you all are back in the familiar setting of Thunder Tree.
Why are the warriors... Oh, well, other way. Wait, no.
Go ahead and move them.
The
I'm usually
the
towards
front.
The front.
Yeah, warriors should be in the front.
But I don't need to be. I don't know. Where should I be?
Warriors in the front, mullets in the back.
Hogar, rogue in the back.
Okay. That's
good. Okay, so where are you in
Let's do it better from behind.
Oh.
Wasn't the tower where the dragon was?
The tower is indeed where the dragon is.
It's an innuendo.
Oh, there's the tower of death.
Oh my
in
god.
In your rear window. And as you were miles away from town, you did see the green wings flashing on the midday sun.
So I'm curious, what's our plan to bring this thing to ground?
Well,
as long as it can fly.
I assume it's going to... I assume I'm going to talk to it in Draconic. I'm going to be like, leave. It's going to be like, no, it's going to go to the ground, and then we're going to kill it.
Oh, I'm sure it likes to speak common because, of course, it likes to crop pebbles.
It does. It likes
to crop pebbles. Yeah, but I feel like me talking Draconic to it is more respectful to it.
Yeah,
and you do speak Draconic.
I do speak Draconic.
You just want to practice your Draconic.
Exactly.
Yeah,
how often?
I understand.
Yeah.
Harley Boo Draconic.
Wait, maybe. Are these the ones that like puzzles? Perhaps you could offer it a riddle.
Actually, if it likes corrupting, it's probably better to offer a juicier target.
Fendelin!
You're going to send the Sulfidel to talk to a dragon and corrupt.
Well, we'd have to offer it our hero.
There is this great town. They make delicious honey biscuits. So you can corrupt them.
We can send it to them.
And they already have a burnt down manor that you can just herd the masses and barbecue them.
Yeah.
We could send it to Wave Echo.
They're rebuilding. They're making a castle there.
How big does this thing look? We could send it to Cragmaw. Have you seen it? Is it like... the size of a 747.
I'm just saying.
The dragon? It's...
Yeah,
I know. That's actually a good idea.
I will give you a really good treasure.
There's this castle just... Wait, no, because my temple's there.
Oh, that's right. We don't want to, corrupt your temple with the green corrupting dragon.
Why did you put air quotes around temple?
Is it lawful evil or just...
Oh,
it's lawful evil.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I was trying to air quote corrupts, but, temple. You were the temple.
I feel like you air quoted temple.
I might have air quoted temple.
She may have air quoted how you've already corrupted in a temple.
You have been praying the prayer away an awful lot.
My God's about knowledge.
Oh, all the knowledge.
Yeah,
the
carnal knowledge.
Knowledge of all the knowledge.
My God, your God needs a new Karma Sutra printed because it's a book about knowledge.
It is a book about knowledge.
All the knowledge. All knowledge is good.
Giving it to the masses.
He who increases knowledge increases...
level.
Suffering.
So sorrow, just to give you a size comparison of what you think the size is between you and the dragon.
And then I'm going to be riding the dragon because we're going to become best friends. Like,
the salted elf is already wearing green.
She's already feeling a bit of the crunk.
Yay!
That's true!
Let's kill this
given that it's already devastated this
town.
Gonna
slide down the tail.
Well, it didn't devastate this town, it just moved in.
Oh,
yeah.
Remember
the
druid said it recently moved in and the druid is afraid of its corrupting influence
in the area, especially
because it wants to one day hopefully free this town along with Galen.
Apparently her destiny didn't save the village.
We're here for saving.
That's the difference between destiny and history.
Yeah.
Right. You have to be proactive with
history. History is written by the victor.
Now you guys
have anything to offer.
You guys have explored this part of town through here and here. You haven't really done
much.
This
is where the druid was living.
Yep, this is where the druid hangs out.
Well, perhaps we could kill
it. We can just make a beeline to where the dragon is.
I think we should get that over.
Okay, well, pretty much on the hill that he's on, you have to take the switchback to get up because the heavy underbrush and the incline. Unless you guys want to try doing like sneaky climb the side of the mountain.
Oh, sneaky climb?
Sneaky
that's climb with two people
well
in half plate?
Well, we're
You're
just...
in half plate, right?
So,
I'm in scale mail, but I have really good athletics.
I'm in like.
We've seen you try to sneak.
I'm not going to sneak. It's going to know we're here.
Playing!
It's going to know we're here.
I think I'm in half plates or something like that, and I'm not.
Or
sneaky.
We could have the sneaky people head up there and flush it.
Why
out.
Are we trying to. No. We could just go up there.
Well, he's really perceptive.
Yeah.
Why don't we just be upfront and honest about it?
Yeah. I'll be like, hey, can you move? And I'll say that in Draconic and be nice, and he'll be like, yeah.
Okay.
Give you the rough description as you're looking. The top half, the top of the hill stands a round tower with a cottage attached. Both are in good condition, although half of the tower's roof is gone.
Something took the roof off.
So is this Probably. Thing like a horse? Is it just out in the weather all the time?
I assume it likes the feel. I assume it likes the stars
I
on its
it
back.
I think it goes into the tower.
Likes looking at the stars at night.
But it has a nice big opening where it can shoot out at a moment's notice.
Exactly.
Hiding inside.
So what are you guys going to do?
Well, if we're going to talk to it, we could just...
walk up.
Dragon!
Yeah, I guess we're just going to walk up.
Well, I mean, I would...
Or some of us can sneak. Who's good at sneaking and climbing?
I'm
sneaking? I assume, because...
I'm actually good at sneaking.
Dragons...
I think the people that are sneaking should sneak out
from
everybody
every,
else should climb.
From every...
That's good. We'll have reserves.
Yes.
From every...
Although climbing is athletics, right?
Yes.
So I'm not so good at that. And acrobatics, yes.
From every fiction book I've ever read, ever, dragons are very vain. So if I'm like, I'm talking draconic because I respect you...
You should stroke its ego significantly. Think smile.
Okay, so who's going to sneak and who's going to
go
up
so what are you guys
going to
do?
I'm going to go up straight.
Okay, so
straight.
Let's...
The first time.
Lady Coraline,
I'm
going to
go up
straight.
Straight as well.
Okay.
Okay. Bugbear, straight or sneaking?
Hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin, straight or sneaking? Hogar.
Oh, right.
Hogar.
Hogar.
Huh?
Sneaking or going up straight?
Going up straight. I am not sneaking.
Okay. Sneaking, going up straight.
No, I'm going straight, yeah.
No, no one's sneaking then.
Kelly is.
Well, if nobody else is, I'm
no point.
Are you sneaking?
Well, if I'm the one talking to it.
Okay,
I
so no one's sneaking. Good. There goes
we're
the
not
point.
Sneaking. We're
not
bold.
Bold adventurous.
You have a dragon and you're not sending the halfling in?
Oh, yeah, to steal its ring.
Ha ha. The gem.
The Arkenstone.
Have you guys heard about this dragon? It's like breath is like death.
Yeah.
Its talons like spears.
Most dragons' breath are like death.
Its scales are like shields. It's...
What are you rolling?
Oh, just rolling.
Oh, okay. So you guys just... Who's going to be at the front of the party train?
Well, I'll be in the front with my shields.
I'll be in the middle.
I'll be behind Corlin. Lady Corlin.
Thrain?
You want to bring up my wings.
Okay, now give me... Everybody give me a quick perception roll.
Perception?
Yep. We use passive?
13.
You can use passive.
Oh. 11.
All right.
Oh.
16.
6.
19.
Nice.
13.
Okay. So nobody 15. Got a 15? Okay.
19.
So you're at 19?
I'm 19.
Oh!
She's very perceptive.
Okay.
Today.
I like dragons.
Off in the distance as you're going up the hill, you do notice over here on the east side of town. That there is some movement going on out there.
Like
you, Lady Coraline, who rolled your 19, you actually notice a cloaked figure move from one of the ruins to another.
Is it the druid?
It's not the druid. This gentleman's wearing a mask and a hooded cloak.
Oh, dear. I think we have company.
In dark robes.
Maybe is it the necromancer?
Dragon priest or some nonsense
or
like that.
Or a corrupted
that.
Human.
Yeah, someone who likes dragons in a way that leads to half-dragons.
Well, he can either join in or
unnatural
get out of
ways.
Way.
This is really D&D After Dark.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are just coming straight up the incline?
When a mommy dragon...
Are you purposely shouting out or are you just clamoring up?
I should say something in Draconic.
You should
say. What do you do?
What should I say?
That's a good question. What do you say?
Well, I'm asking the party.
You need to bring the dragon forth in a non-aggressive manner at first.
Ask him politely to leave.
Ask him if he'll come parley with us.
Yes.
There you go.
I would say, so I'm going to say this. Mighty
worm.
No. Dragons don't call each other worm.
Sometimes they do.
I would say that we can declare
it,
Lord of the Rings.
If it's a younger
them.
One,
defy
yes.
Them.
Mighty worm.
Mighty worm. We ask simply to parley. I'm going to say that in Draconic.
Okay.
To show that I respect him. Because if I didn't, I would just say in common and expect him to know that. But I respect him.
Or speak in elf and expect the lowly dragon life form to.
Then it comes up.
So you basically shout that out?
In Draconic.
You hear some movement inside. You see some dust come off the bricks. Exactly.
She's coughing from the dust.
Exactly. Some of the ash soot has stirred as you're getting closer up. And just as you reach the top of there, much like in the picture here.
Let's see.
Picture of you reach the top of the steps. A large green dragon comes popping out the 40-foot tall roof of the tower. And this green drake is just staring down at you with unreadable eyes, just growling, making that little crocodile purr. And you can just see it flexing its muscles like a cat getting up from a nap as the wings unfrill and just shade you guys from the sun.
Then we shall fight in the shade.
That's a good line.
The second one.
God,
I know what I'm gonna do because we want him to leave, and they're very prideful. So if I ask, like, Mighty Worm, what are you doing in such a lowly place?
Do whatever you want.
That's what I'm going to do.
Roll play your character.
That's what I'm going to say.
Everybody roll initiative.
Or not. Or he's just going to shoot us.
Well, you know.
He's going to parlay it for
I
us.
I rolled one. I got an initiative of zero.
I have initiative of six. Oh, no. I have a... It's now seven. Because I've got...
16.
Nice you.
Oh, 16. Okay.
The 16
card. Doesn't roll too terrible. Yes.
Yeah, well, I call that
lucky. Oh, yeah, I put up my mage.
So you have zero?
What does Hogar have?
18.
How do you have mage armor?
It's not and mage armor. Shield of faith.
You're not a mage.
Shield of faith.
Speaking about that, I'm going to put on my mage armor with my sheet. Staff.
Too crinkly.
The box.
Yeah.
The box.
Because my staff gives me magic. So
you
I'm
like me using the box of doom?
So I'm going to use one of my...
with the lady...
one of the charges of your staff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. So as the dragon is peering down at all of you, and you are looking up at the dragon... it is going to be Hogar's turn.
Holding for the party.
Okay. Okay, it is... Initiative bonus. Who's higher between you two?
You are.
I'm plus four, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so it is Trixie's turn.
Trixie?
Right. It is Tilda's turn.
Now, he isn't actually attacking us.
No. He's looking at us.
Checking us
out. He's weighing...
Are we juicy more?
Hi there! I'm Tilda! Hi, I'm Tilda!
Okay.
What's your name?
Okay, that's it for your action.
And then I'm going to hide.
Okay, you are amongst other characters. You can try hiding in the crowd.
And I...
You believe that you have successfully
I'm
hidden.
Hiding behind Lady Girl. Hi, I'm Tilda!
Okay, so you're moving way up behind Lady
Girl. No, I would do it behind...
Galen.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a choice.
Okay.
He was looking right at me. What was he supposed to do?
And that's why that roll of six is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so, Sultan, what are you going to do?
So I'm going to ask. I must ask, what is a worm such as mighty as yourself doing is in such lowly ruins? Because I want him to leave. Let me say that.
Okay, you see he's rather annoyed by you saying that.
I think we woke him up.
Okay, so it is going to be Lady Corlin's turn.
I curtsy to the worm.
And shoot it.
And shoot your sword at it.
Well, I do have a javelin in my pocket.
Strap your sword
to
the javelin.
Are you happy to see him?
And I continue to hold my shield in a casual yet defensive position. Mighty Worm! In common, because I don't speak Draconic. Like
can I translate?
Well, on your turn you could.
Okay, depending on what she says.
How great it is to see your magnificence today, sparkling in the sun. The rays dance across your scale in the most glorious fashion. I've never seen a worm as lovely as yourself, and... Imagine my surprise to find you here in this humble setting.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Work it.
We want to drive home that this is a bad place for a dragon to be.
Okay, so it is now Galen's turn. This is Thunder Tree.
I
Galen,
know.
This is Thunder
Tree. I know it is, but also
this is
I don't
want to
piss
Sparta.
It off.
We're going to kill it if we have to.
It's like, so I'm going to glower at it and hold action. Hold that for what?
For what?
I'm holding action for if he does anything aggressive, I will attack.
You'll shoot him.
Okay.
Shoot him with your bow in the face.
Shoot him in the face.
With the bow.
Okay. And just about that point, the dragon stretches and flicks something on the shingle of the roof, and this giant spider corpse, long dead, falls and shatters into a pile of ash.
Giant spider corpse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something it ate because it was trying to crawl into its lair.
Doesn't like to shit.
It's not gonna parlay.
I am Venom Fang. All you see before you is my new lair. I shall add to its opulence. I am new to this area of Neverwinter, and this shall be my new place. For I even have vermin like you scurrying to court my favor.
Is anyone going to point out how cheesy his name is? A dragon that produces poison Venom Fang, really?
I'm not going to pick out his name. We'll show
him. What have you brought me to spare your lives?
Ah, this hasn't gone as planned.
I'm sorry.
And
I'm sorry, but I want to...
Top of the initiative order.
Okay,
so Hogarth, your turn.
Just shoot it.
A silver dollar.
Hogar, do you have a range weapon?
What do you have
weapon?
Behind your ear?
Yes.
Sleight of hand.
How high is the tower?
The tower.
Wait. Let him do that because it's funny.
Press 17.
Wait.
No, I'm not actually.
Something is historical. Please do it.
I'm still going to hold for the rest of the party to release a javelin when attacks commence.
Okay, so you've got javelin ready.
Feeling the tension.
Basically, you're saying you've got a javelin ready?
I have my hand near it.
Okay. So you get you're edging the grab.
I'm edging, yes.
Okay.
I don't think
Tilda, and it is your turn.
I am going to... Hold it. What's off to the side? There's, trees?
There's, trees, but it's also... It's the top of the towers that will... This is the very top of the tower.
I want to actually hide somewhere off the...
You're going to go run off into the bushes?
Yeah, I want to hide somewhere so that...
That look good?
Yeah.
Give me a hide roll.
A 15... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's higher now. Is a 16 good enough to hit?
Good enough to hide? Believe so. And you got a what?
I got a 16.
Okay. You believe so.
Well, he's got uber perception, so I'm sure it wasn't.
Okay.
I'm just unclear. Okay.
Sultan, it's your turn.
Okay, so. I promise.
There were no people here, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't kill them all. So why can't he live here? I'm just saying.
We must purge Thundertree and cleanse it and restore it to its former self.
And if
he's a crazy fanatic.
And if he lairs here, he'll start going out and eating things.
There we go. Okay.
So if he lairs here, he will start killing and pillaging.
Do you have a lair?
If I promised him just simply, that'd be boring.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of reach towards the dead carcass.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to do sleight of hand to pull out, some gold that I took from my pocket and say there's much more to come. I hope to entertain him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try on entertainment.
I want to try this.
You want advantage.
I want advantage.
He's going to try the sleight of hand.
Oh, yeah.
So either 13 or...
You should have 2d20s for you.
Yeah, just roll 2d20 at the same time.
You do. There's one right there. What?
So
18. He looks down at your little parlor trick and...
He's perceptive, though, so...
I already saw a Penn and Teller at the Bellagio.
They stole this from me!
I did see them in concert.
He kind of...
They were really good.
...laughs and gasps all kind of this weird reptile-sounding noise.
He's laughing. Okay, now you're his friend. Let's go.
Yeah.
You've made friends with the Corrupty Dragon.
Okay.
We're best friends.
So we're just going to kind of stand here for a while.
So,
Lady
Corlin, it's your turn.
When is it your turn?
It's going to be very hard for him.
That's
for
what
us
your character
to kill him with his way up there on
the
tower,
ledge.
The ledge looming. Sirawam, oh great, magnificent Venom Fang.
Called him Sirah?
Yes, I did Sirah.
Okay, so...
Do I get a little thingy? I'm so... Delightfully chatty. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this roll is actually a...
Hey, learned.
Did you like it?
Very good insult. Very good insult.
Right. Noble and magnificent Venom Fang, your glory is practically blinding from so far. Have heard tales of your magnificence, but they pale by comparison. I have even heard, well, I mean, I'm sure this isn't true. I mean, you know, it would never be the case, would it? No. You don't, I mean, I heard a rumor about your belly scales. It was a terrible rumor, and I would like to put it to bed, but I can't really see them from down here. I mean, is there any way I could get a look, and then I'd be happy to go and tell the other foolish mortals that, oh, they're completely wrong about that fungus growing under your left wing, encroaching on your belly. Should I roll something?
Are you going to roll a charisma, or are you trying to manipulate
him?
Yes,
yeah, I'm trying to manipulate him to come down.
Go ahead and
here.
Go with the deceit.
But she should get an advantage because I put him in a jovial mood.
Yeah, so I will give you advantage.
Well, do I have to?
Nope.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yes, fist bump. Yeah. All right. A little mojo. All right.
That's critical hit for you.
That is what's true.
But that's
it's right.
It's
social.
Oh, shoot.
Oh,
what do you think she's doing? She's throwing her soul.
She's throwing her words.
Come down here.
21.
Okay. You see the green dragon kind of flex, and he kind of slithers down, walking down the side, and then he lands right here in front of you with a very loud thud.
I brought him to us.
Me and him are best phrase.
I can jump.
And pretty much like this, it is this close to you.
Let me see. Ooh, delightful! Right in the mouth.
Wow.
Right there, and it just kind of flexes and shows its opulence.
Yeah, but in that picture, the mage and the dragon aren't best phrase.
Okay.
I think I'm doing a good job of befriending him, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. We're all best phrase.
We're just sorting him up for the killing.
I mean,
Galen, it is your turn.
Just do what your character would do.
Okay.
She attacks him.
Now.
Yeah.
You got a dragon 5 feet away from you.
Yeah,
I'm not
too
close.
You're shooting? Okay, with advantage.
No, he was
and,
He was my only friend in this world.
No, the ogre's your friend.
Yeah.
Okay. I helped you find your temple.
Vile worm, the only thing we bring you is your death. And can I have advantage back again after that?
Okay.
He was the only one that understood me.
And 19.
Hey, 19 will hit.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well, the shit just hit the fan.
The shit just hit the proverbial
shit
fan.
Shit got real.
9 points of damage.
We've got a lot of damage to do to
9 points
Syrah
of damage.
Syrah
dragon.
So can someone explain to me that joke?
No, Syrah is an insult. Syrah. You call somebody sir, it's fine.
Respectful.
But Syrah is an insult.
It's almost
two.
Like
Brava.
Brava.
Sir.
I get it. Clever. And you killed my friend.
Well,
not yet, but...
We'd like to.
Okay.
I'd like some dragon.
Oh, an action surge. I'm going to action surge again.
Okay.
Well, can you really again?
And advantage?
Yes.
Okay.
Have at you, monster! This is my home!
I could bet I would be a high member of a dragon cult. I could definitely be the leader.
Yeah, you could.
Okay,
could.
That would be a 23.
That would hit.
An excellent small smacking.
I could definitely be a leader of a dragon cult. I could definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you'll
definitely.
Yeah,
with your fire spells?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That'll be 6 points of damage.
The problem is temp management, but no, I could, I could totally.
Okay. And your arrows flying hit his chest. They do nick some scales and mar them.
Mar them.
Oh, but, so you're right about his scales then.
The dragon just
he's gonna laughs. So I'm causing no damage.
No, you did 15 but points of damage.
Notice I made hit you laugh.
And it's just dragon. Goes from laugh where it sticks its head up. You see this like Adam's apple moving.
Okay,
up
that means he's holding action, so he can attack.
Okay.
And anyone else holding action?
I go at the end of the round.
I will.
But he's gonna be throwing a javelin.
Do it.
At melee range.
Do it.
It's a melee weapon, too.
Oh, okay. I'll just use
it melee, and then, okay, I'll switch later.
There you go.
Okay, because it is about to do something very threatening.
Oh, yeah. It's bombing its Adam apple, which is pretty threatening when you're getting
it. Especially since it goes, like, 5 feet.
Right, yeah.
Would you rate me my work as satisfactory, more than satisfactory,
needs improvement?
Okay.
Always needs improvement.
Okay.
This is a dragon. They're very picky. Yeah.
You don't have scales yet. It needs improvement.
I'll go ahead and do a superiority die for a trip attack.
You can't really trip a dragon.
Pick another
move.
Does it say you can?
Yeah, if large or smaller. Is he large?
He's a large sized creature. Size,
then he still has to make the save.
Okay.
Trip the dragon.
Remember when that'd
be epic? That'd be trippy.
Remember in your steampunk game where I made a metal dragon run away from my halfling?
You scared it.
I did.
Good times.
Okay.
Sometimes dragons.
So he's rearing back, and I'm trying to find the weak point of his heel, knee.
Okay.
We
the leverage
second
point.
Knee. Of Frodo
okay.
right now.
And
just kidding.
Hang on a sec.
We could use a Bilbo. Frodo would just be crying.
Yep.
That's going to be a 16. 16.
Okay, now how does your attack work?
Let's see. Oh, it's when I hit. So I actually don't need to expend it right now.
What?
So did the 16 hit?
The 16 does not beat the armor class.
Aww.
So you thwack your javelin with his leg.
And then
and
I drop the javelin and draw the sword.
Okay, and it's like hitting a tree with a stick. Right. It's just solid.
What if I could Crown of Madness a dragon?
You could try.
Then I could take over the world.
I think that'd be a terrible idea, actually.
So, but he's in control.
Okay.
No,
and the dragon comes down and...
Okay.
And pretty much
everybody here.
These four,
everybody
Galen is safe, but all of these...
Really? The funny wizard? The
what
funny
we take
the wizard?
For?
It's going to be a constitution save for the poisonous breath.
Wait, why isn't he shooting at Galen?
Oh, I have advantage, too.
Well, I guess I'm apparently just out of range.
Yeah, the dwarf should have advantage on that.
15, yeah. 17.
Where are the saves?
17 makes it.
22.
22 makes
11.
It. 11 does not make it.
Where
that was so
existed.
Charming.
You just there's no save. You just roll your roll
oh,
deep
oh,
and
okay.
Constitution.
It's Constitution.
To unnatural 20.
Nice. Okay, so everyone but Galen made the save.
No,
everyone but Lady Corlin.
Galen wasn't hit, but she didn't make
okay.
the save.
Okay. You take 42 points of poison damage.
42?
42!
Oh,
I took it all.
I said I didn't want to come
those
here.
Of you who
this
made you say
party
will take 21 points of poison damage.
How
what
is poison damage?
So I'm
well,
dead.
Well,
is that separate from
you're,
hit points?
You're down to zero.
Right.
Huh?
I'm
is that separate from hit points?
No, it's, you know, that's 42 points of poison damage, like piercing or blunt damage. It's
so
just
you
a
have
type.
It,
so I'm also down to zero?
You're dead.
How often can they
no,
use the breath weapon?
There's a difference.
Well, they have to roll a dice to recharge it. Okay.
It's kind of like
dead.
You shouldn't have tacked
well,
it.
Think about it. What are you guys who are still on your feet going to do to dissuade the situation?
Run, leave us for me.
Okay.
Not exactly the brightest bulb.
So,
about
shooting arrows at a young green dragon? It's not a good choice. Okay, so back to the top of the order of initiative.
Wait, I didn't get to go. I'm
oh.
at the bottom. And I haven't done it yet.
Oh, yeah, you're a zero.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay, go for it.
Okay, so it exposed its Adam's apple, right? I want to leap up with my money athletics.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm going to crush its Adam's apple.
Okay.
Or does it have an eye?
You're
going to
die.
It's its eye.
Okay, you can try to go out swinging.
Party wife.
It's almost like the wizard said, let's not fight the dragon. And then the party said, let's fight the dragon. And then no one listened to the wizard.
Well, some of us were talking to the dragon.
Some of us weren't
getting nowhere.
And well, I got
it was actually a good build-up. He was actually going to flex and impress you guys. And say, you want to be my minions?
Yeah.
I need minions.
Oh, I miss.
We could have done that.
Stop rolling on wobbly stuff.
I miss. Doesn't matter. I miss.
Okay, you swing and you miss as its fumes are spewing out of its mouth.
We could have probably gotten rid of this without...
Well, we were talking about new characters anyway.
So, it is Lady Coraline's turn. Unfortunately, she is out right now.
Do I roll a death save?
You can.
All right. That's a D20. And I have
20 will get you back on your feet.
I'll do my healing.
10
on my
is
next
a
turn.
Success.
Yeah, anything above 10 is a success.
18 is a
Woo!
Success. Yay!
Success.
One success.
Okay. So it is now the halfling's turn. What are you going to do in this situation?
Climb up on it.
Shoot him up its bunghole.
Climb up on it.
You've got basically it's a charisma check. Which you are really good at, by the way.
I'm terrible. Okay.
But you're charming. You are charming.
You can do deception, lie, which you're really good at.
I can't believe I'm made the same.
Or you could actually go with
performance.
Not really.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think I'll go two massive damage dealers were instantly taken out of
Tilda,
the combat.
What do you do? You just saw it spew gas and... Half the people hit with it drop. The other half are shaking and look horribly sick right now.
I'm going to yell, Venomfang, please, I beg of you, don't hurt them. Those foolish, my foolish friends. I will give you all the gold that I have if you could just spare them.
I didn't
give
even
me a
kill
charisma
you.
Roll.
Wow. Okay, and I'm going to use advantage.
And okay. I was going to actually give you advantage. You want to keep this? Since you mentioned gold.
Well, actually, then technically, because I'm just morphed to protect my friends.
Okay.
So. Non-natural 20.
Okay. We'll find out if that works on the next episode.
Just so you know, listeners, I didn't want this. Everyone else did.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
And now two of the biggest damage dealers were taken out before combat started.
And that's a good place to end it there.
So.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
We gotta go kill a dragon.
No, we gotta go talk to a banshee.
We gotta talk to a banshee.
And we have to kill a dragon.
After the banshee.
Oh, let's just do it. He's just gonna keep screaming about the banshee. So let's just take care of that.
I agree with you. Let's go to the banshee.
Okay.
We might as well. It'll give Gundren time to rest.
Why do people listen to me?
Because you're so charming.
I know. All this zero charisma.
It's the
zero
salt.
Charisma bonus.
Really? It's that high?
Yeah.
Welcome.
So, anyone want to see my new spells?
Let me do the opening first.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. The group has finished getting back to Phandalin and taking care of some of their business, and they are now a group of level 4 adventurers.
I'm level 3 plus 1.